Vicky Meyer here. She'll be on next month. Oh, Victoria Meyer, that's right. Excuse me.
Do we have everybody else? No, is everybody here? Not that we have to go through this a half a dozen times.
Somebody wired quarter.
It's pretty bright here. Okay, we're going to begin with my attorney, Kirk O'Bear, who I thank for handling this case for me, speaking.
As you can tell, we reached a resolution in this matter that, as I said in court, reflected conduct that we agreed occurred. And as Bob has publicly admitted in the past, he has struggled with some alcohol issues, and he's been very proactive in dealing with that. He's had the support of his wife in dealing with those issues as well. But essentially what happened that resulted in the resolution of this case was we did our own investigation in this matter, which actually was the third investigation that occurred into the facts of this July weekend in Elkhart Lake. There had been a significant delay in the initial reporting of this allegation to begin with. In fact, there was a request made by the police for the alleged individual to come in and make a statement, which she failed to do. She basically ignored that appointment, had to be tracked down by an independent investigator, and made one version of a statement. She was then interviewed by police and made a second version of statements that were inconsistent in many regards with what she had previously said. Other people that were supposedly there that observed the behavior that was going on, this was at a bar at Siebkin's Resort, where there was drinking going on by practically everybody who was there. And it was very, very late at night, between midnight, 1 in the morning. And the number of inconsistencies that were identified in the different statements and the problems that I think the district attorney had to acknowledge, reflecting the veracity of these particular, whether or not they were telling the truth. We had another witness that was prepared to come in, testify, and would have testified, that he was present with Bob the entire night, observed everything that occurred. He was with him at Siebkin's during the entire time period, and can observe that there was no sexual assault that occurred. That remains our position, and the plea agreement here exonerates Bob of any fourth-degree sexual assault allegations. It simply did not occur. He's not been convicted of that, but he has been convicted of being loud, boisterous, disorderly, like everybody was that particular evening. So I'm going to ask Bob to make a statement, and please be courteous.
Thank you. I ask if you have any questions that you identify who you are and who you're affiliated with after I give my statement. First of all, I would like to thank my wife and my children who have stood by me through this whole thing, along with my mother. This hasn't been fun. For the last 19 months, this has been hanging over my head. I acknowledge I was out in Elkhart Lake that weekend. I never denied that from the start. I acknowledge from the start that I was in a frame of mind where I didn't belong, and that I was drinking when I shouldn't have been. I acknowledge that from the start. I adamantly denied from the start, and I deny to this day and always will to the day I die that there was anything in a sexual assault nature that occurred that evening. This occurred in an establishment with a couple of hundred people there. Is where this allegedly occurred. As the judge said, you know, something of this nature, somebody should have pulled Mr. Ryan out and punched him in the nose. And I agree with that. It didn't occur because nothing ever happened. There was no incident. There was no impropriety whatsoever. I was loud. I was intoxicated. I was boisterous. I was probably obnoxious, but I did not do anything illegal. I did not do anything illegal that evening or that weekend. However, being a public official, being the mayor of the city of Sheboygan, I take full responsibility for what I did do that weekend, and that was especially embarrassing my family, embarrassing myself. That I take full responsibility for. This plea agreement to a disorderly conduct I have no problem with. It's not a small matter. Up to this date in my life, I've never had a speeding ticket. I'm 49 years old. I've never had a speeding ticket. So this is a big deal for me. However, in order to settle this issue, I agreed to it. And one of the main reasons I agreed to it was you folks in front of me right now. Because in a three-day trial, everything that everybody said would be on the airwaves. Any allegations that were made against me, any slanderous remarks that were made against me, would be news. And then at the end of the trial, somebody might mention, oh, by the way, he was found not guilty. That's the way the media works. I know that, and you know that. And so in order to spare my family that embarrassment, I agreed to this. Because I was indeed disorderly that weekend. I was. I admit that. So I'd like to again thank my wife. Celebrated our 18th anniversary last week, and I love her more than anything. My kids are doing well. Two of the three of them actually got straight A's last semester, so I can't complain. Life is good. My life hasn't been a picnic the last 11 months since I left the mayor's office. I've not been able to seek any employment with this hanging over my head. I'm looking forward to putting this behind me. I'm looking forward to polishing up my resume and my LinkedIn page. And I'm looking forward to going out and getting back to work. You know, there's been some advantages to not working. I've been able to coach my son's sixth grade basketball team this